it could. That would be, that'd be total. Oh. Get off my lawn, you crazy kid.
what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
Come on, we need your help, Chicago.
Surrounded by your glory, what a
I
Thank you very much. You're having a good time, Chicago. We're Seventh Day Sober all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, and we're glad to be here with you guys at Ignite. And we were asked by our record label if we would be interested in doing a praise and worship album, which we gladly said yes. And they said, well, here's what we want you to do. We want you to take 9 of your favorite worship songs of all time, songs that have really touched your heart, songs that have ministered to you. And we want you to kind of revamp them a little bit and just make them a little heavier, make them more Seventh Day Slumbers kind of style without changing the melody too much. And then we want you to write some original songs. And we want you to tone those down a little bit so they can be played like on Shine FM and other radio stations across the world. And and so we said, okay, that ought to be awesome. We can do that. So Jeremy took the daunting task of actually like revamping some of the songs, not trying to make them better, just different, you know, like I Can Only Imagine and How Great Is Our God and Mighty to Save and songs like that. And he kind of revamped them a little bit to make them a little heavier, and they sound really cool, and he did a great job. Let's have a hand for Jeremy. And so I'm going to tell on myself. I took the task of actually writing the original songs. And Jeremy was doing such a great job, I thought, well, I better step my game up. So I took an acoustic guitar and I walked into a room in my house that I normally write music in, and I began to try to write a song, a praise and worship song like the label told me to, a song that would be kind of Jeremy Campish, a song that would be, radio friendly. And so I tried to write one, and my song was horrible. And I'm not even kidding you, it sounded like a Mother Goose rhyme over some guitar chords. And you ever try to do something and no matter how hard you tried, it just ended up horrible and you just were frustrated? Well, I was frustrated and I was like, I should be able to write this song. And finally I just said, forget it, I'm just going to open up the Bible and just jack a few pages out of there. And I opened it up to Psalms and I grabbed some stuff out of there that David had written in Psalms. And I thought this ought to be pretty good, you know, and if it was good enough for the Bible, it ought to be good enough for the record label. And so anyway, I began to just kind of put it over some G and C and D chords, just really easy stuff. And before I knew it, I had a nice little melody, and it sounded pretty cool. And maybe not as good as Jeremy Camp, but it was cool, and I liked it. And so I thought, well, this is all right, the label ought to like this. And I began to walk out of the room, and I kid you not, I heard God as clear as I've ever heard him. And he spoke to my heart, and this is what he said: is this all you have for me? And my heart was broken. He said, am I not the same God that delivered you from a $400 a day cocaine addiction? Am I not the same God that gave you your beautiful wife and your 3 kids when you should be doing life in prison? Am I not the same God that never turned his back on you, even when your own family had written you off? Am I not the same God that heard your cries in the middle of the night when nobody else was listening to you? Am I not the same God who always saw something beautiful in you, even when other people said you were a worthless drug addict and you would never amount to anything? And this is all you have for me? I felt like crying at that moment, and I turned back around with my guitar and I sat down and I decided that I wasn't going to write a song for our record label, that I wasn't going to write a song for the radio stations, that I wasn't going to write a song even for the churches, that I was going to write a song for one and only one, and that's for my Lord and my Savior, my King, Jesus Christ. And this is the song that came out, and it may not be a Chris Tomlin type of praise and worship song, but it's praise and worship nonetheless, because it came from my heart. And it says, another melody, another empty song, and then I tell myself that I have praised you. I try and make believe that this is all you want, but once again I know I've missed it, because praising you is not just the songs I sing. Jesus, here I am, take everything. Take the pain inside, take the brokenness, and don't stop till there's nothing left. My arrogance, my pride, my loss of innocence. Jesus, take everything, and when there's nothing left of me, that's when I'll feel alive. Oh, Holy Spirit, fall fresh upon me. Lord, you can have it all. This is the title track to our new worship album. I hope you like the song. empty, another empty song. I tell myself that I have praised you. They try and make believe that this is all you want. But once again, I know I've missed it. So, but I wanted to play this song because it's a song that's really touched my heart. It was a song that I wrote for my mother-in-law after 32 years of marriage. Her husband left her for another woman and her heart was broken. And I wrote this song. It was a song basically that God gave me, a song he was speaking to her through this song. And the songs also spoke to me. And It's for anybody who's ever just felt alone or abandoned or hurt. And God is always there with us. This song is called Caroline. I hope you like it. We've got one more song for you guys, but we're going to be hanging out at our table. And if you want to come talk to us, we don't care if you buy one thing from us today. God is our employer, and he's not broke. It's not about CDs and T-shirts. If you're hurt and you need a friend to talk to, man, then we'll be hanging out at our table. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to kick it with you, man. You're not bothering us. You're not wasting our time. We're here because we love you. We love you more than we love music. And if God could deliver me from a $400 a day cocaine addiction, I know he's got a plan for your life. So just come talk to us. I'll be speaking at 7 o'clock tonight too, so make sure you're back here. This is our single actually right now. We chose to do this on our worship album just because we, you know, we play in the South a lot. We're from the South, and so as we play down there, sometimes you run into these churches where they're not really used to having guys that look like us, you know. And I remember playing at this one church. I'll make it real quick because I only have 5 minutes to talk and do this song. But I want you to know this. And we were playing at this little church, and this youth pastor had invited us there. And there were deacons all over the place, and they were kind of giving us these looks. And I felt this tension, you know what I mean? And I was like, dude, what's going on here? And the youth pastor said, look, I got to be honest. The senior pastor didn't even want to bring you guys in because they've never had like a rock band here before. And the deacons were really, really upset, and it's almost caused a church split over having you guys come play. And he said, but my kids are dying. They're committing suicide and they're dying from drug overdoses. And I just wanted them to hear a message that could change their life. And I begged the pastor, and he finally agreed to let you guys come. And he's like, and that's kind of what the tension's about. And I said, well, that's cool, man. We can deal with a little tension, man, if it means kids' lives are going to be changed. And so we did a rehearsal, and as we were doing our rehearsal, we did a praise and worship song. And there was a deacon who had been there all day, and he was giving us the up and down look like, mm-hmm. And he walked up and he said, now, son, do you even know what praise and worship is about? And I said, well, to me, what I feel like praise and worship is praise and worship comes from broken people. People that have been hurt, people that have felt abandoned, people that have felt like there was no hope, people that know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, they would have been swept away. And I told him that I was a drug addict and how God delivered me. And he said, so you have to be a drug addict or an alcoholic or an orphan to be able to praise God. And I said, no, sir, that's not what I'm saying. And I said, but it's kind of hard to praise a God who you feel hasn't done anything for you. But if you know that you know that you know that if it was that it was God who delivered you, if you know that it was God that saved you, it's easy to praise a God like that. And I said, and I'll tell you another thing, that the people that sit next to you in church every Wednesday and every Sunday, you have no idea what some of them have been delivered from. And if we could show a picture of their life on the screen, people's teeth would fall completely out of their gums to know what some of you have been delivered from. Amen. Anyway, that's why we chose to do this next song. And we don't believe anything about praise and worship having something to do with the way you look. Praise and worship comes from the inside out. That's why we chose to do this song. And that's why we chose to make this our single. I hope you like it.
Your glory goes beyond all flesh.
praise today, Chicago. He's worthy of praise. God bless you. We're Seventh-day Slumber. We'll catch you later.